They're talking about this addiction to Facebook, and I do want to point out that this addiction that they're discussing right now is specifically Facebook addiction. This isn't generally social media addiction. They're specifically referring to addiction to Facebook. Now, check this out. The behavior is so common, this Facebook addictive behavior is so common, that researchers have actually created a psychological scale to measure Facebook addiction. It's called the Burge Facebook Addiction Scale, BFAS, the Burge Facebook Addiction Scale. It was developed by Dr. Cecil Andresen and his colleagues at the University of Bergen in Norway, and it uses six criteria to measure Facebook addiction. They include statements such as, you spend a lot of time thinking about Facebook and planning how to use it. All right. How many of y'all are with me on this now? You spend a lot of time thinking about Facebook and planning how to use it. And here's another statement. You use Facebook to forget about personal problems. Remember now, I told you. Alcohol, sometimes people use it to mask pain, to deal with pain, to deal with personal problems. You use Facebook to forget about personal problems. The researchers say that scoring often or very often on four of the six criteria indicates Facebook addiction. They have six criteria, and if a person scores either often or very often on four of those six, they're indicating that they are addicted to Facebook. And what's interesting is that the research has found that people who are more anxious and socially insecure are actually more likely to use the social networking site. Last year, Medical News Today reported on a study that provided a potential explanation for addiction to Facebook fame. The research team led by Darmeshi in Germany found that individuals who gained positive feedback about themselves on Facebook showed stronger activity in the nucleus accumbens of the brain, a region associated with reward processing. This stronger activity correlated with greater Facebook use. And from these studies, it appears that many users who are addicted to Facebook use the site as a way of gaining attention and boosting their self-esteem. Many users who are addicted, now, they're not just saying users in general, but many users who are addicted to Facebook use the site as a way of gaining attention. And please notice this also. They did not say all users who are addicted to Facebook. They said many users who are addicted to Facebook use the site as a way of gaining attention and boosting their self-esteem. I can't help but wonder how many people may not have problems with self-esteem, but they still like bolstering their egos by making sure they're being seen online by as many people as possible. Well, here's another question. If a lot of people are using Facebook, those who are addicted are using it to gain attention and boost their self-esteem, can the behavior have negative effects on mental health and well-being? That's where we started. We're back full circle to our initial question. Can Facebook, in particular, social media in general, have negative effects on mental health and well-being? Well, in 2012, Anxiety UK conducted a survey on social media use and its effects on emotions. The survey found that 53% of participants said social media sites had changed their behavior, while 51% of these said the change had been negative. 53% of participants said social media sites had changed their behavior. And of that 53% who said the sites had changed their behavior, 51% of them said the change had been negative. Many people using social networking sites make comparisons with others. That can lead to negative emotions. How many of you have read about instances where some people read about how other couples who were posting online were doing? And they concluded that, man, these people are doing so well. This couple is doing so well with their relationship that I really feel bad about mine. And not only did they feel bad about it, but they probably felt bad about their own relationship if it was, you know, kind of sour to begin with. But they probably felt even worse. In fact, for many people, that was the case. They felt even worse after looking at social media sites and seeing where so many other couples were portraying themselves as having it really going on. And they were trying to figure out, why can't we be like that? Achievements of friends. And they're comparing. Those who said their lives have been worsened by using social media also reported feeling less confident when they compared their achievements against their friends' achievements. And this problem has definitely gained some recent attention, according to Dr. Roach, who says that many people on social media sites often present idealized versions of their lives, leading other people to make upward social comparisons, which can lead to negative emotions. And that's one of the ironies of this. Sometimes people are looking at the way others portray their relationships online, and they may be portraying those relationships as being just outstanding, excellent, great. And next thing you know, some of those couples are breaking up permanently. Furthermore, the survey revealed that 2/3 of participants reported difficulty relaxing and sleeping after they used the sites. 55% said they felt worried or uncomfortable when they were unable to log on to their social media accounts. Worried or uncomfortable because they were not able to log on to their social media accounts. Worried. In a more recent study conducted by Dr. Roche and colleagues, the team found that social interaction on social media sites, specifically Facebook, may have a negative impact on face-to-face encounters for individuals who already have high levels of anxiety. And that's something that we've been hearing quite a bit about, particularly when people have mentioned younger people using the sites. They don't do well with face-to-face interaction. Another concern regarding social media use, of course, we've heard a lot about this, cyberbullying. As stated earlier, the majority of social networking users are under the age of 30, and most of these are adolescents. According to Enough is Enough, an organization that aims to make internet use safer for children and families, 95% of teenagers who use social media have witnessed forms of cyberbullying on social networking sites. 33% have been victims of cyberbullying. 33% have been victims. 95% of the teens have witnessed it. But Dr. Roche believes it's not purely the use of social media that's getting out of control. It's also the need to be electronically connected at all times. Dr. Roche, she says that parents should be aware that their adolescent children are living at a time where they are constantly on and connected. Just like a lot of folks in the tech world are making equipment that will be always on. A lot of humans are always on. And Dr. Roach would encourage any parent to explore ways to encourage or even mandate some off time, not just away from social media sites, but away from the devices altogether. Of course, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. It may be a good idea for people, regardless of age, to spend less time with the media, with the devices. I mean, even with the devices. You go on vacation, except for those times when you may truly need your smartphone, laptop, iPad, etc. Use it as little as possible. Maybe even have it with you as little as possible. I'm not saying don't take it on the trip, but let's just say you travel 200 or 300 miles away, 500 miles away, wherever you're going, maybe cross country, maybe just a couple of states away. Even if you take your smartphone with you, at some point, have it away from you. Maybe you're in the hotel room and you want to go ahead and leave your smartphone in the bedroom while you all are in the living area talking and watching TV, stuff like that. Yeah, at some point, some off time, but not just during vacation time, but throughout the week, all year long, some off time. So could Facebook be used to improve mental health and well-being? We've heard quite a bit about how, you know, people can run into problems due to the use. Can it help people's well-being?